Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Amen, Alleluia, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Brothers and sisters, it is Easter and we get to celebrate this beautiful Easter resurrection life for 8 full days. So welcome to the second day of Easter. Welcome to this joyful, abundant life we get to live with Jesus. Welcome to Easter. Today, we have a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached him, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guards went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. They gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this is the story that has circulated among the Jews to the present day. I love each and every one of the resurrection narratives that the four gospel writers give us. Today, especially, we see the enthusiasm, the excitement, and the fear that Mary and Mary Magdalene feel walking away from the tomb. Not only do we experience in all of these resurrection narratives the joyful, abundant, life-giving resurrection power of Jesus, but we experience what happens when that power, when that life that God wants to give us comes into contact with our humanity. So Mary and Mary are walking away from the tomb that they just found empty. They just spoke to an angel who told them that Jesus was risen. And in their humanity, they don't know what to do with this. They start running to the disciples, but you can hear from the reading that they're confused. They're fearful yet overjoyed. They're running to announce news, but at the same time, you can tell there's a speechlessness about them. And this combination of emotions is so interestingly paired. Fearful yet overjoyed. Afraid because maybe this isn't real, or fearful because maybe what is this calling me into? If Jesus, my rabbi, my teacher, my God, rose from the dead, then what is he calling me to? But overjoyed because with God there is life, and life to the full. And so they run to tell the news to his disciples. We get a different response from the chief priests and the elders, though. They try to tell the people that were watching, keeping guard, to hush up. Don't say anything about what's happening, and tell a lie if you need to. And how often is this what happens to us when we learn about the goodness of God in our life? How often do we feel this temptation to not share what God has done because some voice, some temptation is telling us that others might not want to hear it, or it might not go well for us if we share this? But brothers and sisters, we are an Easter people. We are called like Mary and Mary were, that when we learn that Jesus is risen from the dead, we have to share that news. We have to share it with joyful and excited hearts, knowing that Jesus will meet us on the way to take away that fear that's preventing us from wanting to share it. And know that when we are enabled to share this good news with others, they will come to a deeper relationship with Jesus. that that's what God wants for us. He wants us to enter into relationship with him, to bring others into relationship with him, because he loves us and he wants all of us to know what the glorious power of his resurrection can do for our lives. Brothers and sisters, do not let the fear of temptation, the fear and doubt of this world hold back our Easter joy. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Let us rejoice and be glad. Brothers and sisters, let's go out and share this joy we have. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.